here.
Hi, Brian. This is Aubrey. I'm the pricing director here for your area. How are we doing today?
Doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Certainly cannot complain. It's a sunny day, so I'm a happy camper.
Yeah. Where are you guys from?
So I'm originally from California, Oakland, but I live over here in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, last people I spoke to, they lived in California.
Yeah, it's a great place until, you know, the dust starts kicking up.
Yeah.
Huh. All right, excellent. So Dan had forwarded me a little bit of information, some notes here to go over with you. I see that you were with us at some point before. He decided to go ahead and cancel. We had a little bit of a website issue there.
Yes. Yeah. I was under the impression. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, there was an issue.
Okay. So we're going to look into taking care of that for you here. Now was it like the coding? Was it the design? Is that just so I can make notes for it for you?
Well, I was already paying and I'm already paying for a website.
Mm-hmm.
I pay it every month. I kind of maintain it. I've got, no matter who I hire or bring on or to help, no matter what, I won't be left in the dark because my website will always stay the same. Whereas when I hired you guys, I was under the impression that you guys were going to take what I had existing and just go in there and modify some keywords and modify a few things within my own website. But that's not what happened. You guys built another website off another website builder or within your own platform. And then in order for me to make changes or alterations, I had to go in and use you guys' software. And also my website was actually being held by your company. And I didn't like that. I like holding it myself, no matter what.
Gotcha.
Control.
Okay. So what we'd want to do here, of course, is to make sure that we don't create another website for you because you have a domain already. So what we would do here is we could connect your current website, the domain that you currently have, Dynamic Electric. We'll connect that to your Google Business profile instead of creating one for you. And then what we'll do here is we'll go ahead and make sure that while we have an account management team to help you with that site, we're not going to make any changes that, you know, you don't green light. Okay.
Okay.
And then, of course, that still comes with, you know, everything that you had before. So Google local optimization, where you are going to still put you in the top 5 directories. We're going to go ahead and create your initial content for Bing. And then we're going to go ahead and get you exposure on mobile devices. Now, I'm taking a look at your old account that you did have with us. Let me see here. You have the Platinum 299. Okay. So what I'm going to do here for you is I'm going to apply a credit. So instead of 299, we'd just be looking at 249 for you month to month, okay? And then that would just come with a one-time $99 programming fee, okay?
Okay.
All right, excellent. Now, in terms of Facebook, I'm not seeing that you were using any Facebook ads the last time you were with us. Is that something that you just didn't want to use, or is that something that's not really beneficial for you?
No, I was using it, but I think you guys were, you pulled, somebody wasn't using, I guess, the best judgment. They pulled like an old photo, like if I perform an electrical panel change, right? You got a picture of the old panel, you got a picture of the new panel.
Mm-hmm.
You guys were advertising as if the old panel was new.
Old. Okay.
So it was running ads of a terrible electrical panel that needs to be changed, but you guys were advertising as if I did it and it was brand new. Like that was the new one. Like that was my work. And so you're advertising literally the worst kind of work imaginable for my industry.
Got you. Okay. So again, I'm definitely sorry that we have that going there. So we'll go ahead and make a note of this here. So these are the notes for client interview to make sure that they have all of this information done before they go ahead and call you, because we don't want to run into that issue again, right? We're getting the website fixed, and we also don't want to run into having a mismanagement of photos when it comes to your business profile. So we'll take care of all of that for you, okay?
Yeah, and it will and keep also with the website. Like, I don't want a new website. I don't want a new domain. I don't want anything
right.
forwarded to anything. I want my website that's currently with GoDaddy Website Builder. It's simple. It's easy. It's straightforward. I want all of that to stay the same. So nothing gets ported or forwarded to you guys' domain, you guys' web builder. And that's what
right.
happened before.
Okay.
I didn't want to do this because I want to be able to log in myself to GoDaddy. Not log into your internal system, but log into GoDaddy myself. Make a keyword adjustment or whatever, or change a picture. And I don't want it going anywhere.
Gotcha. Okay. Because I am seeing here that we did have a new domain and new website for you. So we're going to go ahead and change that here. Okay, perfect.
I don't want any of that.
Has owned
and
domain.
The content that you guys wrote, the content that you wrote too, wasn't even, it didn't even make any sense, and it wasn't my business.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, we're definitely gonna fix that for you here. We don't want any more snags for you. Well, let me just make sure I make all the changes for you here. Give me one moment. All right. Excellent. Excellent. So we're going to keep your domain the same. We're not going to create a new one for you. We're not going to make any changes. No scripting. Original domain. Okay, perfect. So I do have that set for you as well. Now, we are going to, if it's something that you want, we are going to keep your Facebook ads in your package. No extra cost, of course. So if we wanted to go ahead and run some more Facebook ads the correct way, of course, we can go ahead and implement that for you as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, excellent. Now, in terms of keywords, did you want those to remain the same as well? Or did you have extra keywords to add or anything like that?
You mean within my website to improve the search engine?
Right, right. So, like, you remember the last time that you were with us, we had you list out some keywords. So if you wanted to use the keywords that are in your website, we can use those as well. But I was asking, like, did you have any new additional keywords that you wanted to add or anything like that, or did you want to keep the same?
I think for now, I mean, we'll just pull off my website.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Let me go ahead and add that in here. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Keywords from domain. And then, of course, you know, if you wanted to add any more keywords, you can do that in your account dashboard, or if you wanted to remove any or anything like that, okay?
All right.
All right, excellent. So for the business information, let's go ahead and get that corrected for you here. I'm seeing ITS Residential Electric. Is that an LLC at the end of that, or is it just ITS Residential Electric?
What was that? Say that again?
So the business we're seeing here, so at the in the business information, I'm seeing Dynamic Electric, but in the overall, mm-hmm. I'm seeing ITS Residential Electric. So is Dynamic Electric the business name, or is it ITS Residential Electric?
I don't know where the ITS Electric came from.
Okay, so it's Dynamic Electric. Gotcha. Okay,
yeah,
perfect. Now, so yeah, that's the, I guess the headline you would call it. The headline title for the business is ITS Residential Electric. And then we have the business name, like what would be considered DBA, LLC, INC, as Dynamic Electric. So I wanted to make sure that the, you know, what the right name was there.
Yeah, but I don't know, where did ITS originate from?
I'm not entirely sure either. It's just the headline. So it's not the name of the business. It's just the headline for the business name, if that makes any sense. It's what our system shows, if that makes any sense.
Okay. So you guys named it ITS Electric, I guess?
So the inventory team might have pulled that name for the headline, but, you know, we can definitely make that change for you here. Dynamic Electric. Now, that's the 434 Capital View Drive. Is that the correct business address?
No, I've never lived at 434 Capital View Drive. I don't know where that came from either.
Oh, sure. So we want to make all proper changes here. Dynamic Electric. Okay, perfect, perfect. So what is the current business address?
2256 First Street, Suite 208, Fort Myers.
You said Suite 208?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Number 208, perfect. Fort Myers, and that's the 33901?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then what is the last name? So we have Brian.
Last name.
What is the last name?
Oh, my last name is Burris, B-U-R-R-E-S-S.
Okay. Okay, so we were missing one of the S's. Okay, perfect. So B-U-R-R-E-S-S. Excellent. And then what is a good email for you?
Brian, B-R-I-A-N, at dynamicelectricfl.com.
Perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and send over your Google verification. That'll come through your email. So that's the pictures of, you know, tools, equipment, you know, invoice, workplace, license, insurance, if needed, and things like that. Okay. You'll be seeing that in just a second. All right. Perfect. So I sent that over to you here. The next thing we're going to do here is create you a security question. Just like last time, with improved visibility, of course, you're going to get third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash that are calling in. So we want to make sure we have a security question for you as an added layer of protection, okay?
All right.
All right. So you have three to choose from here. You have mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, and your first pet's name.
I was born in Tampa.
Tampa. Perfect. So these will always be lowercase for you. So anytime you call in, when they go to type that in, it'll be all lowercase Tampa. Okay.
All right.
Thanks a lot. And then that is Brian. All right, excellent. And then the last thing we need to add here is your payment method. Were you going to use MasterCard, Visa?
I'll use a Visa.
Okay, excellent. And then when you're ready with the card number.
Google Business Profile Verified. I'm already verified with Google.
I'm sorry?
I'm already verified with Google.
Yeah, so while we'd be able to contact and give the pictures and things that you sent over previously, this makes sure that we have everything streamlined for you, so we just send that over for you. Now, if you wanted us to try getting that information off of the images and things that you've already sent over to us or to Google, we can get that as well during the client interview. But the you know, just in case we want to make everything streamlined, we send you over the verification.
But I'm already verified. I'm confused of why you need all this if I'm already verified.
Well, again, it's just to make sure everything is streamlined for you, right? So, again, we can contact Google on your behalf and get everything that you use for verification ported over, but we want to make sure everything is smooth for you, so we send over the Google verification when we sign up a new account for you. Let me make a note of this here for you as well. Google verification. Contact. Okay, perfect. So I made a note of that for you as well on the account here. So when we do go ahead and set up your client interview for quality control and content editing, we can just port over all the verifications you already have, okay?
You know, I give me a call back here in about an hour or two. Let me think about this for a second, okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, did you have any questions or concern? I can go ahead and get those out of the way for you.
No. Not yet. Could you give me an hour? Call me back in an hour, please.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Talk to you soon, Brian.
Thank you.